If you drive to Hatteras Island on the Outer Banks, there's only one way to go, over the Bonner Bridge. The near 3-mile span, which first opened in 1963, is the only access to the island other than ferries. It also needs to be replaced. Building that replacement is on hold for now while a lawsuit over its construction plays out in court. Environmental groups have sued the state over its planned replacement, saying it would damage the Pea Island National Wildlife Refuge. They want the state to instead build a 17-mile replacement bridge that would swing out over the Pamlico Sound and bypass the refuge. We wanted to know what residents of Hatteras Island say about the replacement project. Alan Burris is a Dare County commissioner who represents the island. He's also a lifelong resident. Mr. Burris, what do you think of all this legal wrangling over the bridge?
Well, I think it's just an effort on the behalf of Southern Environmental Law to choke us off, to stop the impending development of the Outer Banks as it has been going on for the last 15 or 20 years. They've stopped, have constantly worked to stop Bonner Bridge from being built and to use it as they're trying to use it as a lever to stop people from coming. And that way they hope that they can control development on the Outer Banks and basically do away with it.
You are not for this 17-mile bridge that environmentalists have proposed. It's pretty clear. So what would you like to see happen?
Well, here's the problem with the 17-mile bridge.
Okay.
One, it's not fundable. $1 billion. That's not fundable. Who in this environment, you can't get the money. Two is how are you going to get permits? If we've struggled for 15 years to 20 years getting permits to go 2.8 miles, to go 17 through the aquatic vegetation of pristine Pamlico Sound where they won't let people use nets in certain areas, how are they going to let people go up back and forth putting down bridge pilings and that type of stuff? So that's a forest from beginning to end. There's a bridge that's been there since 1962. You open the show up by talking about it. We're going to put a bridge right beside it, within 500 yards of it, bring it in within 500 yards of where it is, and take the other one out using the same footprint that we put it in to take it out.
How do others on the island feel about the replacement project and this lawsuit? Is it a topic of discussion in your community?
Our community is very, very tight on this particular situation. These people are the Dark Vaders to us that the rest of the world sees in another realm.
Instead of a bridge replacement, how would you feel about switching over to using just ferries? I mean, that's what they do on Ocracoke, and there have been periods following storms where ferries were the only way to get to Hatteras Island.
Well, let's talk about that right quick.
All right.
Even big high-speed ferries take 12-foot drafts. There's only a very few places in Pamlico Sound that's 12 feet to start with. To keep a 12-foot channel is going to be practically impossible to get ferries in and out of where we are and what we do. We've got ferries now that draw 4 foot that we're constantly having to seek dredging money on a regular basis. It's just not practical.
Here in Charlotte, a process to try and turn some of the lanes on one of our interstates into toll lanes is underway, and the company building the lanes under the plan would absorb most of the cost and in exchange would get to collect fees from using the toll lanes for decades. If something similar were done in replacing the Bonner Bridge, that is, building a longer bridge that does bypass the Pea Island National Wildlife Refuge, in exchange for charging a fee to use that bridge, would you be willing to pay a fee to use it?
Well, we would, but let's understand what a longer bridge is.
Okay.
It's a two-lane bridge going 17 miles. What happens if you have an accident on that bridge? There's no turnoffs. It's not like a four-lane bridge. It's not like a 6-mile or a 2-mile bridge where you can work something out and back cars off. You need to do all kinds of things that you need to do. Then you have a wind load. On a 2-mile bridge, 2.8-mile bridge, it has to get up to 65 or 70 mile an hour before you have any kind of concern about people on a smaller, shorter bridge. But when you put them on one that's going to 3 or 4 miles out into the sound, then all of a sudden you've got some huge problems on wind loads and those type of situations.
That's Alan Burris, a Dare County commissioner who represents Hatteras Island. He's also a lifelong resident of the island.